Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Whitey's in here as well. Morning.
Morning, Brooke. Morning, Bob. How are yous?
Fine.
Well, so far.
Yeah, that's it. I've been told there was a bit of tension in the office in the early days of this week when I was away. I don't know what's going on, but I'm sensing
What are you
a bit
talking about? Tension in the office?
I'm sensing a bit of a vibe here.
You drove me nuts. You did something that just sent me over the edge.
That wasn't even in the office. It's fine.
We brought it back to the office. So basically, Bob, while you're away, I didn't have my normal sidekick and my normal buddy, and so I was hanging out with Whitey a bit more. We decided, I don't know why, you were going down to Woolworths here in Barrie. We usually just walk down. Yep. So I went with you.
Yeah, you did. A bit of a cute little catch up and a little chance to buy some food.
Yeah, it was nice.
All right, nothing out of the ordinary so far.
Yeah, That's normal. We got our groceries. I went through the self-serve, paid for mine. You, Whitey, got about $20 worth, roughly.
Oh, 17. Come on. Don't embellish the story.
I reckon it was 18.
Exaggerate. Right. Come on.
That's fine.
So
that's
cash
normal.
Out, or he paid for that much stuff?
Well, he paid for it, and that is where our problem lies. He paid for it in 10-cent and 5-cent pieces. I stood there for what felt like 25 minutes. Initially, just tried to pretend I didn't even know you, Whitey. You didn't let that happen. You were screaming across the plaza at me like, hey, yep. Brooke, how's it going? I then proceeded to apologize to the man who like mans the self-service area. He was fine with it, I think. I don't think it's appropriate.
No, he was okay. One, there was no one lining up. Two, he had nothing better to do. He was just hanging out, having a good time. We're having a chat. And three, you looked really embarrassed. So, of course, I'm going to be like, hey, bro, look at me. I'm only going to get these 5-cent pieces. I've got some tens to go. Of course I'm going
to
do that.
It was horrifying for me. And I guess my question to you, Bob, is would you have deemed this appropriate or not? Because the 35 minutes I had to stand there waiting.
It was 5 minutes most.
Here's the thing. Brooke.
Yes.
Just walk home. Just leave him.
I'm too
Whitey,
nice.
You've got coins to get rid of. I respect that. I mean, if someone's going to take them, a cashier at Woolies, that's a different story. That's a burden on them.
It was a self-serve checkout.
Putting them into
a robot. Cashier was hindered. You didn't have to count them. It was all in the machine. No one was waiting in line behind me. It was fine.
That's what I'm saying. Stop defending yourself.
I was waiting.
Yeah, you
I
didn't
was
have
hindered.
To. Go home. You're going to go see him. I'm actually glad I've got you guys in the studio because what I really want to – I've got a bone to pick with both of you.
Oh, gosh.
Wednesday when I was back at work, I was trying to edit some promos, put the podcast together. You two just yabbering away. I couldn't hear I almost swore, actually, is how fired up I'm getting. You guys got a lot to answer to.
We're probably debating this very subject still and probably will be until the end of time.
Rotters the lot of you.